This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimirai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges one and all to show solidarity for national prosperity. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints Rajesh Jha as the chief of province number 2. Deliberations at the Supreme Court on the writs filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives concludes. And G7 leaders pledge to intensify cooperation for COVID-19 vaccination. Now the news in detail. The 71st National Democracy Day was observed yesterday across the country, organizing various programs. Every year, the 7th of Phagun in Nepali calendar commemorates the declaration of democracy in 2007, Bikram Samvat toppling the 104 years of autocratic Rana regime. Addressing the program organized at Army Pavilion in Turikhel, marking the Democracy Day yesterday, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urged the opponents to come to the mainstream through dialogues, as there was no other way than peaceful politics in a democracy. Prime Minister Oli urged people to increase their faith and trust in peaceful democratic system and sincerely move forward internalizing democratic norms and values. He also claimed that fresh election dates had been declared to save the country from instability and urged all the stakeholders to work seriously as to accomplish the election on the stipulated time. President Bidya Devi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Tamil Sinha, lawmakers of National Assembly and high-ranking government officials were present during the program yesterday. Meanwhile, marking the 71st National Democracy Day, Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Nepal Academy had organized a literary and cultural symposium yesterday. Addressing the program, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said no political force should be scared of facing the election to take people's verdict. Saying various plots were underway to foil the election program, Prime Minister Oli directed the officials at the Election Commission to expedite the election campaign. He also urged people to cast their ballots without qualm and not to be misled by the rumors that elections were not possible. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli honored the winners of the poetry and essay writing competitions with cash prizes and letters of appreciation. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed chief of province number 2, Rajesh Jha, amid a program at Sital Niwas yesterday. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Tamil Sinha and Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel, among others, were present on the occasion. Earlier, President Bhandari had relieved Tika Pariyar from his responsibility as the province chief upon the cabinet's recommendation. With briefing from the amicus curiae member and senior advocate Gita Pathak Sangrola at the constitutional bench yesterday, the deliberations and pleadings on the case of dissolution of the House of Representatives have been completed. The bench led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samser Jang Bahadur Rana has asked for the written pleading notes from all the law professionals who took part in the pleadings and briefings to be submitted by coming Tuesday. The court has also adjourned the case until coming Tuesday. The constitutional bench had been hearing the case filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives since the 17th of January. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has said the Election Commission is making optimum efforts to conduct the elections to the members of the House of Representatives in the stipulated date. At a program organized at the Office of the Election Commission in Kathmandu on the occasion of the 5th election day yesterday, he pledged to put in continuous efforts to establish the identity of the Election Commission as the best election management body, keeping intact its historical legacy and image. The Election Commission has been marking Phagun 7 as the election day since 2073 Bikram Samvat, remembering the first ever day of people who voted in 2015 Bikram Samvat. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सियुजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सियुजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि दस कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सियुजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटिसी सिम छँदैछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भयो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, has stressed on the need of media persons disseminating factual and positive news for social transformation. Inaugurating the 60th anniversary of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti yesterday, Communication Minister directed the news agency's management to prepare a plan and strategic action for transforming the institution. Promising his readiness to address the demands of the employees, he said the government had supported the prosperity and the upcoming election would boost the campaign for prosperity. Also speaking on the occasion, Secretary at the Communication and Information Technology Ministry, Hari Prasad Bashyal, urged the employees to enhance skills and competence as media industries had grown competitive. President of Nepali Congress, Shahbahadur Dewa, has directed leaders and cadres of his party to prepare for the upcoming elections of the House of Representatives. Inaugurating the party office at Bidur of Nuakot yesterday, Nepali Congress President Dewa said elections would be held on the slated date. Urging all not to stage any demonstrations against the dissolution of the House, the opposition party president clarified that his party would welcome the verdict of the Supreme Court on the case. Ministry of Health and Population has said Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 98.7%. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 273,200 infected people, more than 269,600 have recovered from the infection. The ministry meanwhile reported 3 corona-related deaths yesterday. With this, the corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 2,061. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has said the United States is giving $4 billion to the COVAX vaccination scheme, which aims to deliver more than 2 billion doses to people in 190 countries in less than a year. Speaking at the virtual meeting of the G7 nations, Blinken said America was back and was fully engaged in helping resolve issues including the pandemic, climate change, and Iran's nuclear ambitions. Blinken stressed the importance of worldwide vaccination against COVID-19. The U.S. has now vaccinated more than 27 million of its own people. However, in many poorer countries, vaccination has yet to begin. Meanwhile, G7 leaders have pledged to intensify cooperation on COVID-19 and increase their contribution to the COVAX vaccine sharing initiative. The COVAX scheme is aiming to get at least 1.3 billion vaccine doses to vulnerable population worldwide in the coming months. French President Emmanuel Macron has called the world leaders for further actions to address the world's vaccination imbalance, saying Europe and the United States should urgently send up to 5% of their supplies to the developing nations. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern high mountainous region remains. There will be slight raise in the day temperature also. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 22.7 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 4.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges one and all to show solidarity for national prosperity. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints Rajesh Chah as the chief of province number 2. Deliberations at the Supreme Court on the writ filed against dissolution of the House of Representatives concludes. And G7 leaders pledge to intensify cooperation for COVID-19 vaccination. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.